produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pawleys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pawley. It's August 16, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God, on July 23rd, we had a wonderful interview with Heaven's favorite DJs, Kevin and Bean, at KROQ in Los Angeles. They even played some of your recorded message to them during the interview. Did you like the interview, and has it helped the kingdom of God?
Did I like the interview, Alora? Did I like the interview? Do polar bears like ice? Do people like fireworks on the 4th of July? I loved the interview, Alora. It was phenomenal. The only part I didn't like was the phony guy coming on at the end and saying that he was me and that you guys were crazy, and that isn't my favorite radio station. That is my favorite radio station. Now, when some other radio station starts bringing in as much power as these guys bring in every time they mention us, they might get a little bit more in my favor. But as long as the guys are bringing in energy like they bring in energy, they will always be my favorites. I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to upset any of the people at that radio station, but these guys do a phenomenal job for me. Every time they mention us, hundreds of thousands of people respond, not just locally in LA, but because they're on the internet all over the world. We had people coming to your website from Bahrain the day after that. I think it was only because we were on Kevin and Bean. I love the interview, Alora.
That's fantastic news, God. I hope they keep up the good work.
I'm sure they will, Alora. I'm sure they will. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I've displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. God, did the death of former televangelist Tammy Faye Baker have anything to do with the success of our interview?
It definitely didn't hurt, Alora. Having that foul creature out of the way didn't hurt anything. I mean, the dark power that she put out, even to the end, was more than most people put out in an entire lifetime. I mean, a few days of her was darkness beyond belief. That she didn't even get out of her body before she suffered the second death showed how foul this creature was. We cannot understand why people flock to these painted whores, to these painted dolls that can cry on demand, pretend to believe so much but have absolutely nothing in their hearts, where they will totally ignore God's true teachers. But they love these pretenders. They love them so much. It is something we have to stop. Somehow, Laura, we have to make the people want the truth more than these lies. But these people can lie so well and give the people just exactly what they want, it's very hard for us to compete with their evil, because people don't want the truth. That's why evil has such an advantage. That's why harlots like this have such an advantage over us, because people love their lies but don't want to hear the truth. Somehow we have to make them want the truth more.
Another one like Hillary Clinton, God, their name is just another name for the word growth.
No, Alora, their names are just another name for evil, because they are evil incarnate. They are evil incarnate.
We'll be back again.